95.5 KLOS Breakfast with your Beatles. Their 18th single release for EMI Records and their first on Apple Records. Hey Jude, right here on America's longest running Beatles show. So I don't know if a lot of you have heard this story because you were probably sleeping, but last night, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band performed at Hyde Park in the UK, and they were joined on stage by one of our favorite Beatles, James Paul McCartney. But there was a story attached to this because they got their plug pulled, and we actually have someone who was on stage when that plug was pulled, the great little Stephen Van Zandt. Stevie, are you there?
Hey, good morning, Chris. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing all right. Where are you exactly?
I am in London.
So I kind of told everybody what happened, but you were there. Fill us in. Tell us what happened last night.
Well, it was a great show. You know, it's this Hard Rock Calling Festival, which is really a fantastic festival. And it was one of those great shows. John Fogerty came on, played a song. Tom Morello came on. And then at the end, I look over and there's Paul. And we invite him on stage and on he comes. And, you know, we had a lot of fun because Bruce got known kind of for his 1-2-3-4 count off in the middle of Born to Run. But we got a chance to hear the original count off from the original guy. And Paul did the 1-2-3-4 for I Saw Her Standing There. And then we did Twist and Shout. And then, and there was some rumbles on the side of the stage. And suddenly people start coming onto the stage. So we're kind of standing there discussing, you know, should we do a third song or not?
You finished the two songs.
Yeah, we did make it through the two songs. So
okay.
We actually didn't get cut off in the middle of a song, which would have been bad because that could have really caused a riot.
Yeah, you know? That wouldn't have been so good.
So we're discussing whether to do a third song or not when suddenly people come on the stage and say, listen, they are literally about to cut the power.
Now, Stevie, what time was it when this happened?
Well, to be perfectly honest, we are not the biggest, obeyers of curfews, okay? I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, we're kind of famous for, like, going over curfews by, like, an hour or two, usually.
Yeah, a couple hours, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Bruce used the word curfew, which just inspires him. but in this case, we were, like, 10 minutes past. You know, it was, like, for us, it was, really trying to be cool and trying to hit that stupid curfew, for whatever reason. I think the curfew was like 10:30 and it was like 10:40, and we could have played three more songs and been off stage by 11 o'clock. I mean, it's Saturday night, who are you disturbing exactly, It's ridiculous.
Hyde Park is kind of in a highbrow section, right? Apparently they had some complaints last year, so, these people were complaining, apparently.
I mean, obviously, if it was up to the Hard Rock, they would let us play all night. If it was up to Live Nation, they would let us play all night. So with some outside, city council or somebody enforcing this ridiculously rigid rule, which makes no sense, and it's a shame,
Yeah, so Stevie, tell us, what were you discussing with Paul? What was that next third song going to be? We have to know.
Well, we hadn't quite gotten there. It was actually before I was about to suggest I'm Down, or possibly Long Tall Sally, but we never quite got there. And then, we were trying to decide whether Paul should stick around. We were thinking about doing 10th Avenue and a few other things. We kind of just having a discussion, really. And nothing came of it. And before we actually had a serious discussion as to whether to do something or not, it was made obvious that we better not, because it would be cut off in the middle of a song. We thought that could really cause a problem.
So they just, that was it. The concert was over right while you were discussing this on stage. Did you guys get to say goodbye? How did it end?
Bruce went up to the mic and said, sang a short verse of Goodnight, Irene.
There you go. That'll save anybody.
But it was wonderful. And I, you don't want the controversy to be the only thing remembered. I mean, the show was a great, great show. Of course, our fans here are terrific. And England, we owe our lives to the British invasion, me and you.
Absolutely.
I I don't have any mixed feelings about England or London or anybody. It's just
the city council, Hyde Park City Council. That's all.
Yeah, it's just a silly rule, and maybe people are getting a little more paranoid because the Olympics are coming next week. I don't know. It just struck me as one of those rules. You know, you kind of like bend a little bit under these circumstances. You know,
you gotta bend a little bit. Well, there you go, Stephen. We just wanted to get the true story from someone who was actually there. It's been on all the news reports this morning. It's pretty interesting how news travels so fast these days. But thank you so much. Listen, Stevie, we're going to play I'm Down just because that was the next song.
Did I get to play Jackie DeShannon this week?
You were. Yeah, we told Jackie she has to sit down and just don't talk. Little Stevie's coming on.
Well, hi, Jackie. You're listening. Hope you appreciate the day off.
There you go. Steve, we're going to play I'm Down just for you. And thank you so much for taking time to give us a buzz.
You got it, baby. You got it.
Little Steven Van Zandt, 95.5 KLOS.